I think almost everyone has heard of Airbnb, the wildly successful, what was a startup in 2008 that arranges for people to offer and book unique lodging accommodations all over the world. We have a treat tonight. Joining us from Dublin, Ireland, is Anna Steele, formerly from Cook County. Her mother is Paula Sundet Wolf of Cook County Higher Education. She is the Trust and Safety Operations Manager for Airbnb, or a Trust and Safety Operations Manager, and she joins us now from Dublin, Ireland.
Hi, Anna, welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into Airbnb, which of course is what we want to talk to you about quite a bit, you come to Dublin, Ireland by way of Cook County and St. Olaf College, and I'm wondering, how in the world did you end up in Dublin, Ireland working for Airbnb?
I wonder sometimes myself. Well, first, I miss Cook County very, very much, and I'm looking forward to my next visit.
Which is going to be when?
Not soon enough.
Okay.
I came to Airbnb after working and living in New York City for a few years, moved cross-country, and I have an investigative background and heard of a job with this amazing company in their trust and safety department, and decided that it was too good an opportunity to pass up. And I've been with the company for 2.5 years now.
So from New York, you applied online, or did you go? I mean, you went to San Francisco. That's where the original headquarters is, right? And you had an I looked up you up a little bit here, and I see you were working in Brooklyn as an investigator.
I was. What? I worked for the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which investigates police misconduct against the complaints against NYPD.
And that somehow prepared you for Airbnb.
Luckily, the issues I'm dealing with now are much, much different than the issues I had to deal with in New York City, thankfully.
Before we get into Airbnb, one more question. What's it like living in Dublin?
Oh, it's amazing. Dublin is such an incredible city. It's very international. It only rains a little bit, so don't believe what people say. And it's absolutely lovely. So hopefully you can come over for a visit as well.
Oh, I'd love to. Would I be able to get a room through Airbnb?
Oh, you would have quite the pick, indeed, yes.
Why don't you explain for our listeners how Airbnb works and where does it operate?
Sure. So Airbnb is in over 192 countries. We have over 800,000 listings. And the way it works is that you sign up for an account, either as a guest or a host. And then as a guest, you have the ability to search for listings in any area you're interested in. You can stay in a private home. You can stay in a private room. You can stay in castles, boats, tree houses. We have over 1,000 islands that you can book entirely. I'd say that the attraction and the success of Airbnb is very much a result of how, I think, a number of factors. But one is that we're just providing this incredibly unique experience and providing a lot of tools for guests and hosts to have a really positive experience as well. So there are verified Airbnb photography for the listings themselves. There are these reviews that are authentic. You can only leave a review if you have stayed in an Airbnb listing in an accepted reservation. So you know it's a real experience that you're reading, not unlike some other travel sites. And I think that Airbnb really came about in a time where people were seeking for entrepreneurial options for just hosts need to make a little extra money on the side, and this has been a really great way to enrich their lives. And sometimes travel is expensive, hotels are expensive, and Airbnb provides a really affordable alternative to stay in a place that is unique and local, and allows you to, in many cases, give back to the community.
So that it's clear, we're not talking about established commercial operations here. We're talking about people's homes.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what makes this so unique, is that these folks aren't necessarily in business, I don't suppose. I mean, are there people who actually make their living as Airbnb hosts?
There are some, yes. The vast majority of people are providing just a spare room or their own private home for times when they're free to list the space. But we definitely have a lot of people who are, you know, maybe they're in retirement or maybe they're self-employed writers, artists, and Airbnb affords them the ability to kind of pursue their passion with fewer restrictions.
So people you talk to, and maybe our listeners out here, if they have the option of either being a guest or themselves offering to be a host and going through your registration procedure.
Mm-hmm. And you can be both as well. Many of our guests are hosts themselves and vice versa.
Sure. Okay, here's what I found sort of amusing. What is the air in Airbnb?
Sure. Well, it goes back to how the company was founded. So in 2008, there were a couple of guys in San Francisco who couldn't make rent, and they were both graduates of the Rhode Island School of Design. There's a design conference in town, and all the hotels were booked. Solid. So they were like, well, we need to make rent, and we have this extra room, and we have a couple air beds or air mattresses. So let's put them up. And so they made a really quick and dirty website, and they got three guests, the original guests of Airbnb, and it started out as Airbed and Breakfast, and was later shortened to Airbnb.
So, folks, the air is an air mattress, but that's not what you're going to get necessarily.
No. Now you have much more comfortable accommodations.
What about, there are all kinds of, I suppose, have been and probably still are, sort of competitor operations. What, for example, is couch surfing, and how does Airbnb differ from that?
Definitely very different. Different kind of outlooks or brands. Airbnb is very much about experience. Couchsurfing is it's a free platform, and I haven't used it myself. But Airbnb for me, I think, provides an elevated level of service, more options for both guests and hosts, certainly more variety and availability, and I think also better tools and features.
Have you yourself ever used Airbnb?
Oh, yes. I'm also a host.
Oh, you are? Oh.
Yes.
Right there in Dublin.
I am, yes. Well, I have the space.
Describe your space for us.
Well, I have a lovely Georgian apartment. It's in an apartment building, and I'm right on a little canal across from a park. My space has to be pet-friendly because you'd be sharing it with my two dogs as well, so...
Well, that's interesting for all you listeners out here. If you want to go to Dublin, Ireland, and have a local connection already.
Yeah, you can look up on Airbnb.
Anna Steele on Airbnb. Is that how they would find you?
Yes, you would search. You can search for a variety of ways on the website itself. But any host has. I think another thing that guests appreciate is that you can search for the kind of experience you're looking for. So if you want an entire home, you can search by that filter. You can also search for the kind of neighborhood that you want to stay in. And many of our larger markets, including Dublin, have a neighborhood feature so that you can look and see not only the kind of listing you're booking in, but also what are the things that are in that specific neighborhood, from restaurants to coffee shops to local attractions.
For the folks who have just tuned in here, we are speaking with Anna Steele, a native of Cook County, Minnesota, who is working as Trust and Security Officer for Airbnb in Dublin, Ireland. And we're talking about what Airbnb is and how it's a friendly way of traveling and meeting folks and having a home-like bed to stay in. Well, what about how do prices compare in Airbnb with, say, a standard B&B or a hotel?
Sure. So I think the biggest difference is that in a hotel, it's kind of a you get a cookie cutter experience. And even to a certain degree with a bed and breakfast. And with a bed and breakfast, you might be staying in the same home as 10 other couples, and there it might be a little bit more hotel-like. In Airbnb, you can book an entire apartment in the middle of Paris and have a host with this incredible wealth of local knowledge tell you exactly where you need to go to get the absolute best, you know, coffee while looking at, you know, the river and seeing all the sights. And I think that that's what Airbnb, that's how Airbnb can differentiate itself from both hotels and also our competitors, is the fact that we have this incredible wealth of listings, hosts who really believe in the community ethos on which the company is really founded, and guests who are really eager to explore the places they're traveling in ways that are very intensely local.
Well, so you get, there's all kinds of fringe benefits to going this way as opposed to any other more impersonal lodging. Now, what about, let's talk about your job specifically. Your position deals with trust and safety operations. Tell me what your responsibilities are and what that means.
So I manage trust and safety operations for Europe and Asia. And what that means is I manage a team of people who are responsible for making sure that people have a positive experience. So over 20 million guests have had a safe, positive experience on Airbnb. And my team helps make sure that those experiences remain positive through 24/7 customer support, and making sure that any issues, however rare, that might come up during a reservation are resolved immediately. I think largely because Airbnb has been incredibly successful, but for many people, this is still a brand new thing. You know, you're booking a home instead of a hotel. And so our job, my job, is to provide peace of mind and show people that they can trust this experience.
So does that include getting a financial security, or is it more that they have a good experience?
Yeah, the financial security is actually built into the product itself. So as a host, your payment is secured. Airbnb makes sure that payment is collected from the guest and held for you. And then as a guest, your payment is held for 24 hours. So if you show up at a listing and there are, you know, maybe missing amenities, maybe there's been some sort of issue with the apartment and you need a new listing, your payment is held for that period of time so that you can be assured of securing alternate accommodations. We have a number of different programs that help ensure that hosts and guests alike have peace of mind, like our host guarantee, which is a payment request program through which hosts can get compensation for, you know, if minor issues come up during a reservation, and they need to call on something beyond the security deposit, then my trust and safety team can step in and help the host review those issues.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that maybe Airbnb has encountered with, say, government regulatory agencies and so on, and maybe B&B or hotel associations and so on. What's the status of that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, regulatory issues are very much outside my specific area of expertise, so I couldn't comment on those. I would say that just with regard to hotels, hotel occupancy, interestingly enough, is actually at an all-time high, which I think is really compelling evidence that Airbnb need not threaten the hotel market, but rather simply provides an alternative to travel.
Are there countries or cities where there's a problem for the host in being able to act as a host under Airbnb?
Oh, yeah, again, that would definitely be outside my department. One of the Airbnb requires that hosts comply with all local laws and regulations in the listing of their home, but I couldn't comment to a specific market.
But I gather if the host is on the website and available, then they have complied, or at least arguably are secure.
So we really want to advocate for transparency in listings, and that's a lot of why Our review system is so robust to make sure that the reviews that you see are representative of reviews left by guests who have stayed in that actual property, and why we use other verifications to also provide greater trust in the site itself.
And I found it interesting that both the hosts and the guests register basically on your site.
Yes.
And they have to provide information about who they are, and then their experience is tracked, is it not?
Yes, which is great because as a host, you have a really clear picture of who is requesting to stay in your place. And likewise, as a guest, you have a very clear picture of how that host is as a host.
And they review one another.
They do, yes. We have double-blind reviews, so to kind of help overcome the awkwardness of leaving a review, what will they say when they see what I've said, that kind of thing. So the double-blind system ensures that as a guest, when you leave your review for the host can't see it until they leave a review for you. And it has actually helped ensure that there's just more honesty, more transparency in the review system itself.
I read also you have sort of a stringent identity verification for both hosts and guests. Is that part of that? Must be part of your office.
It's one of the additional tools that we provide. Certain hosts can require that their guests have, say, verified ID, which means that as a guest, you have verified both your online and your offline identity, as it were, and it shows that on Airbnb you can kind of prove that you are who you say you are and are being upfront and transparent about the listings you'd like to book in, and it gives the host an added sense of peace of mind.
Well, where do folks get the info? I mean, it's pretty simple nowadays with Google and whatnot, I'm sure, but let's give the website address if we can.
Sure. So if you were to verify your own account, you could link your Facebook account or maybe your LinkedIn account as a way of kind of demonstrating who you are on the web. And then to verify as offline verification, you can answer a few basic identity questions. It's through an online identity verifying provider. So Airbnb does not store any of this information. It's the similar kind of questions that you would answer were at a credit check. Mm-hmm. Or you can choose to just scan your government ID. Again, that's through another provider, Jumio. So none of that information is being stored by Airbnb, just authenticated by a third-party provider. And that information is validated and is expressed as a verified ID badge on your profile, so hosts can see that you've gone through this additional verification step.
And to get going on that, you go to Airbnb.com to get started, right?
Yes, Airbnb.com, and from there you can navigate to your dashboard, and there are some verification options.
Well, Anna, it has been a pleasure talking to you. You're a great representative for your company, and have a very interesting position in a very interesting city in the world. We're jealous of you, but as you said when you came on, you're looking forward to coming back to Cook County sometime as well.
Indeed, I am. It was such an honor to be asked to come on the show. Thank you so much. I invite all the WTIP listeners to check out the website and have a wonderful future vacation.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure talking to you again. Haven't seen you for years, so come back soon.
I'll have to rectify that.
All right, Anna.